me. Your thoughts about the move from Atlanta to Winnipeg?
It should be good. I think everybody should be excited about it. I know the fans up there are, and we're going to be playing in front of a full crowd again.
I know a lot of people have made light of the fact about the weather, going from hot to cold. I'm assuming that doesn't bother you at all.
I think I'll be all right. I'm only 2 hours from home. There's not much to ask for there, but I think on every way you look at it, I think it's going to be better in a positive way. And, I think there's not much we can do about it. We have to go. All we have to do is play hockey. And, I think everyone will appreciate it after a little while.
What's it going to be like playing hockey in front of a sold-out building for the next 4 or 5 seasons?
It's going to be fun. It's exciting. Anytime you have a full barn behind you, it's just like having another player on the ice. It's exciting.
Dustin, tell us about this hockey club. What can we expect to see coming up here in October?
Well, we got a lot of young guys, and a lot of guys that are just a couple years in the league, and they're going to start improving every time they step on the ice, and it's always a good thing. It's always a fun team. It'll be a fun team to watch. We got a lot of young guys with good skills. So, we're a hardworking team, and we should be all right.
Two-fold question for you. How much have you watched what's been going on so far, and what's it going to be like to be the number one game in town and not be able to go pretty much anywhere without being recognized?
Everything going on so far is going pretty good. The draft sounds like they're pretty happy with what they've picked so far. I just actually got done talking to a few of them, and everyone's excited, and I think everyone should be excited right now, and there's not much more.
What's your first impression of Claude Noel?
Good guy. I have no problem with him yet so far.
How about with Chevy coming in as GM? I'm a little bit excited about that as well.
Yeah, we're going to a new place, and there's new faces, but then there's familiar faces. So I think everyone should be all right. Everyone knows their hockey up there, and the guys should be taken care of very well.
Have you talked to Andrew Ladd and convinced him to sign a new contract?
I have been talking to him, and hopefully he gets it done soon.
What about the rest of your teammates? So what have they told you about their thoughts about moving to Winnipeg and everything else like that?
The people I've talked to, everyone seems to be pretty happy. Everyone's, no one really knows what to think yet. I don't even know if half of them have ever been to Winnipeg. But, I'm close to there. It's everyone will be just fine, and, there's everything to do, and they better get to like the outdoors.
Have you had a chance to get into town yet at all yourself?
I have not been up there yet. Probably will in the next couple of weeks here, start looking at things and, getting to know the area a little better. But, no.
What's been the reaction to moving so close to home?
Trying to tell a family no. it's been kind of crazy. Everyone's ready to watch me play hockey, family wise, and it's gonna be fun to be able to let everyone get a chance to see me play.
How'd you enjoy the year on D last year, full time?
It was good. I thought it went pretty smooth for the most part. End of the year didn't happen the way I wanted it, but. I thought, for the first year going back, I thought I did all right.
Expect to do that again this year?
I believe so.
Were you happy when it was announced last night it was going to be the Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, kind of got a little smirk on my face. It's it's a thing that, as a kid growing up, we watched them, and, everyone loved wearing the Jets and loved the uniforms, and I'm excited to put it on.
There's a lot of Minnesota kids going today. You're here in this building. Does it kind of take you back to when you first started, seeing all these young guys getting their chance?
Yeah, I was looking around up there. I actually never got to come to the draft, but I've heard a lot about it, and seeing these kids sitting around and all nervous and stuff, and just kind of getting their feet wet, and it's fun to see, and these kids will enjoy every moment of it.
Do you suppose you can convince the team to have training camp in Roseau one of these years?
I actually thought about that, maybe having a little practice or something, run down there and, let some different communities see how they practice.
You've been to the MTS Center with Rockford. What was your impression when you came through?
I don't really remember it too well, but I do know it was a nice building, and, you know, there's, you know, it was pretty new at the time, so, you know, it still is, but, you know, for what I remember, it was a nice rink, and, you know, I'm ready to see how it really is.
I don't know if you answered this already, but you come back here a lot. Have you had a chance to ever meet Brent Burns, and you understand what he's feeling after being with the team and a place that he's loved and then being traded away? Know what those feelings are like? What is he going through right now?
Oh, I mean, it's tough. I mean, he's been here for a long time. It's probably going on 6-7 years or whatever, maybe more. It's never easy to leave a team and, you know, a group of guys that you've been along with for so long, and you know, you get settled in a spot, and it's never fun to be able to pack up and have to move everything again, but you know, a move is never a bad thing, and all you can do is look at the positives and move on and just continue going.
Craig Eisinger giving you any fishing tips yet for your Manitoba visits?
Not yet. I haven't sat down and had too many chats with him yet, but, you know, I figure over after all this gets done and gets more settled down, I think we'll sit down and be able to chat and hopefully go catch some fish.
Looking forward to what the new logo might look like.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were really changing it, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
Dustin, how close is this team to make the playoff, do you think?
Well, it's the beginning of a new season. Everyone's capable of making it, and I think we're more than capable of making it. There's no reason why we shouldn't be satisfied with not making it.
One or two more, guys.
What are the biggest strengths of this team going forward?
It's probably going to start with our defense. I think our D-core is pretty solid, and I think, you know, with that coming out, with you know, our forwards will be able to you know, get better and better as we go along here.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dustin.
Appreciate it, Dustin.